Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today, a subject, totalitarianism, on the fast track globally. We're talking about watching. We are living in an era. We're living in a day, ladies and gentlemen, when Christians are able to see the prophetic text, the written, revealed, eschatological truth from the Word of God, coming to reality. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the actors being put on the scene. We're watching the furniture, if you will, being placed on the stage, ready for this great event called the rapture of the church to take place. And when the rapture of the church takes place, those that have not said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord will face the wrath of the Antichrist, the demonically, satanically controlled individual that steps on the scene, ruling and reigning with an iron fist. We're talking about that. As we look at Revelation chapter 13, we see that the Antichrist will come on the scenes. He'll be slain. He'll have a mortal wound. And the false prophet will be able to have the power from Satan and the demons of hell to be able to raise him from the dead and cause the whole world to follow after him and to believe in him and to bow in obeisance to him and receive the mark that is called 666, man-centered man. Universe, that is the epitome of humanism that is talked about. And yes, Bill Gates already has today, already has ready today, a mark, has the jab, the COVID-19 vaccine, as it is called, that's already developed in a form that will go on like a Band-Aid, penetrate the skin with undetectable from the eyes, undetectable dye that will be under the skin, that will be the identifier that will be able to be recognized with a RFID reader, either by hand or by satellite, to be able to follow every human being on the face of the globe that has that mark, the vaccine, the mark, and ultimately be in the forehead or in the hand, according to Revelation chapter 13. We need to understand where we're headed today, and we need to take a stand. As Christians, yes, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Yes, I believe that the Bible authorizes civil disobedience when something is happening by civil government that's antithetical to the Word of God, antithetical to the will of God, that will be destructive to the governmental system that's been set in place, that God placed government in the responsible position as a slave servant of God to prosecute evil and to protect the good. And we've watched that being turned upside down, inside out, where now good is being prosecuted. For example, just recently, a teacher in Colorado, a lady in Colorado, her home was ransacked by the FBI. The door was smashed in. She was sitting there homeschooling her kids, doing the homeschool lessons with 3 of her kids. She was summarily thrown on the floor and handcuffed. What was her crime? Speaking out on the internet about what is happening in our schools. And yet her home was raided by the FBI. We're living in a lawless nation today, ladies and gentlemen, and they're using the COVID the COVID vaccine, as the cover to carry out the dictatorial, tyrannical form. And by the way, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the scripture says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. We don't need to be afraid. We need to stand up and faith God and stand for truth. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, hello. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. I hope you're well.
Yes, I'm well. I have a question and a statement. First is just a short statement there. Fear, when you experience fear, it takes away the ability to reason and logic. If you yell at somebody while they're trying to accomplish a task, you can actually watch them perform poorly. The second question is what biblical truths can you give to those of us who are listening that may interact or talk with individuals that are implementing or enforcing any of these COVID restrictions there, something to maybe turn their eyes and their soul towards Jesus Christ and what they're doing may be wrong, but in a brotherly love way that won't offend. Is there anything off the top of your head without deep research in this area that we can use?
Well, I can tell you what I do and the approach that I take and the mode of operation. I've had an opportunity to interface with multiple physicians and those in the medical field, doctors and nurses, those in the medical field. And I asked them the question, have you done the research? And I explained to them, I've done looked at thousands and thousands and thousands of documents on the subject. I start giving statistical data and facts, and they say, I didn't know that. I'm finding that doctors and nurses, those in the medical profession, are simply going by what they are told to do on the CDC website and the World Health Organization and the NIH. They're not researching, not doing it themselves, and I challenge them to do so. And I explain to them clearly of what is taking place. There's greater evidence today than even a year and a half, 2 years ago, greater evidence today that more people are dying from the COVID jab than from getting COVID itself. There's a major, differentiation between COVID deaths and COVID deaths as a result of taking the jab. So I tried to explain that to them and ask them. I've tried to use the method. My bride, my wife, is very, very smart in that area. Rather than saying something, she'll ask question. And when you look at the scripture, you find that's the way the Lord Jesus did. He asked questions. His methodology was the question and answer process. And so I have found from a Christian perspective, rather than going in and saying, this is what you ought not to do, ask questions about why are you doing that? What's the end result? And I'm finding that notwithstanding any evidence otherwise, I'm finding that overwhelmingly 100% of those in the medical profession are simply pulling up their computer, looking at what the CDC protocol says they need to do and making the decision to do so. And it's one physician, Dr. Katz, which is with the Yale University Research Department, made the statement that doctors are inadvertently, unknowingly killing people, killing their patients. And so my approach is to try to cause them to start thinking and acting on their own and researching and looking for answers themselves rather than just simply blindly, remotely, robotically, I should say, following what CDC says. That's my elongated answer, but briefly stated, each individual needs to make the determination in his own heart and life. Is this something God would have me to do? And if a person recognizes God's created us, our body is the temple of God, and asks the question, should we take the jab? Franklin Graham, a number of months ago, said that he had taken the vaccination and that he recommended that all Christians do so, that if Jesus was walking on the earth, that Jesus would take the jab. And I objected to that then. I object to that now. And I pray that it's not a link there, but he just had major, major heart problems, myocarditis, and that's the inflammation of the sac around the heart. And that's one of the major, major, major side effects of the COVID vaccine. So I'm praying that I'm wrong, but that appears to be what has taken place. And so I'm praying that Christians will listen up and understand God doesn't give us a spirit of fear.
Yeah, I agree with that 100% there. And I've tried my best to educate myself as well. I've read a lot of documentation there. I was trying to find the opportunity for evangelism in there as well. Because I believe that if you're a Christian and you're on the enforcement part of it, and you're the one walking around enforcing, where's your papers, please, that it's an opportunity to let them know maybe in a Christian way that this may not be right. You may want to reconsider your choices.
Absolutely.
For what you're doing.
I was wondering
if there was any scripture that would help.
Well, I would seriously question any Christian that would go about carrying it out. It's like having a Christian law enforcement officer that's going to carry out an order from higher up that would be antithetical to and countering the Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties. When someone is elected to an office, he is sworn to uphold the Constitution. And as a result of that, we have multitudes today that are not upholding the Constitution, that do not need to be in law enforcement and are in political strata of life. And I would say to every Christian, if you're in law enforcement or anything in that realm where you have, like TSA, et cetera, where you have the opportunity and responsibility, if you're trying to carry out what your upper bosses say, those in leadership over you, then you need to be very, very careful that it's not antithetical to the Word of God, because God will not have us to have a spirit of fear, number one, and number two, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and as such, we need to be very careful with what we put into the body, whether it be smoking or drinking or taking drugs or the COVID vaccine, which is killing people more than those with COVID.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I just was – I know a lot of churches out here are apostate. They're not delivering – they're delivering a watered-down or a version of Christianity that's not faithful. And my largest fear is a lot of people are going to be blind when this comes, and they're just going to do what they're told to do, and they're not going to look at it scripturally. And I just encourage everyone to pray and read and know the will of God and our and Jesus Christ, and not get carried away or get caught up in the fear. And I was asking, you know, basically, you know, what we could do as Christians to evangelize.
Jim, I would point to the scripture from the standpoint of men of old, men of renown, that withstood. There was Daniel. He was probably 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age when he was taken into captivity, and he made a volitional decision that he was going to honor God and not eat the king's food. You had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made the decision, we're going to challenge the government, and we're not going to bow and bend, even when the king challenged them to do so. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, and the fourth person was in there, which was like unto the Son of God. If a Christian takes the stand that's biblical and say, we're not doing that because of our conscience, we're not doing that because we're not defiling our bodies, I believe God's going to give faith and strength and courage to take that stand. And it needs to be a willingness on the part of Christians.
Peter's example is a good one to go by as well,
yes.
Standing in front of the council. I will not silence
absolutely.
Myself.
That's right.
So, thank you for the time. I know I've taken a lot of your time, but thank you for...
That's all right, brother. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking
thank
about
you,
a subject today, totalitarianism, on the fast track globally, not only around the globe, but right here in the United States of America. We're watching totalitarianism, and Joe Biden thinks that he is a dictator. Joe Biden feels that he's a little emperor or a king, and he, even after two... appeals court cases said that OSHA cannot enforce the requirement for all the workers to take the jab. Biden has said to OSHA, ignore what the courts have said. And now he just filed a petition this week with the courts to ask the courts to rehear the case and to give opportunity for him to enforce that and to press the OSHA to go ahead and force people to take the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coercion. That is absolute intimidation. That is a fear-mongering approach, and I am absolutely opposed to it. And I think that we need to understand where we're headed in relationship to that. Here's an article that says the Italian governors call for the unvaccinated to be put under lockdown. The five Italian governors have called for the lockdown measures to be imposed on the unvaccinated, following the example of Austria, while Czech Republic and Slovakia are all moving to enforce similar measures. As previously highlighted, after Austria placed the unjabbed into lockdown, preventing them from leaving their homes for any reason, police were seen patrolling supermarkets and highways, checking residents' vaccination status. Several states in Germany announced that they will ban the unvaccinated from numerous venues. Now, Italy, unvaccinated population, which stands at around 7 million, could be out to face the same thing of medical apartheid. Further, it says, eventual new lockdowns should not have to be suffered by those who are vaccinated. Restrictions should apply only to those who are not immunized, according to the article. And it goes on to talk about the other governmental leaders in Europe that one by one following that. We're watching the dominoes fall, where the people are so subjected to coercion and intimidation and force of the governments that they're under that it's causing them to bow and to bend and to submit to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you asked the question, perhaps you've asked the question, will this take place? Why should it take place? Because it is eschatologically, prophetically, factual that it shall take place. We're watching the precursors of it take place, where the Antichrist will eventually step on the scene. Let me remind you of my book. It is entitled The Coming Antichrist, A Comprehensive Biblical Look at the Antichrist. It's 7 chapters, about 144 pages in length. It is an inexpensive book, but we're going to send it to you free, and we'll even pay the postage to get it to you for each one that calls in today. If you want the book, leave your name and address with Roger, that he might be able to send that. We might be able to send that to you. We'd love to have it in your hands for you to read. It's a biblical treatise on the Antichrist that is coming on the scene, and we're watching the stage being set today for that to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says, protests erupt against lockdowns and vaccine mandates across all of Europe. It is something that is taking place, and it's something that is rapidly taking place, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be aware of. Here's an article that says, mass vaccination fails miserably. Why the pandemic will not end? You must ask the question, ladies and gentlemen, why is it that with the vaccinations that's been so prevalent and the forcefulness of governments around the world and so many millions being vaccinated, why are the numbers still increasing with the pathogen and with the deaths as a result of not only the pathogen, but as a result of the vaccine that's supposed to cure and prevent? You recall when Pfizer came out, Moderna came out, and others, it was supposed to be 95% efficacious for it to prevent the COVID pathogen from entering your body. It's been discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that simply was an absolute lie. There was a whistleblower out of Pfizer that announced that to the world that the records were falsified, the trial runs were falsified, and that she was responsible for the falsification of those documents in order for Pfizer to get the authorization through the federal government and the payment for those Pfizer jabs to take place. And that, I contend, took place across the board with all of the vaccine pharmaceutical companies. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I just wanted to say it's all the stuff that's been going on has just been really heartbreaking, but more infuriating than anything. I'm not a fighter, but I will fight for the things that I do love. And I think the church hasn't been fighting enough in prayer. We've gone away from fasting and prayer, and we've just allowed way too much to go on, and not really stand up and be loud enough and serious enough to even get involved in politics and even run for office. There's many biblical characters that were involved in their governments and in their days and times, you know, when the need arose or where God had placed them. And I think more people in the church need to, you know, cry out to the Lord and really try to understand if that's where they will be, if God would have them to be.
Brother, I believe you're spot on. You're exactly right. There's a need to pray. There's a need for prayer and fasting without any question, seeking God's face. And according to Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 7:14, there's a need for Christians to take a stand today, praying, seeking God's face, turning from our wicked ways, confessing our sin, and asking God to heal our land. Very little of that is taking place today. And secondly, to touch on a point that you made, very few pastors stand in the pulpit and warn the believers in the pew as to what's taking place in the world. The mindset is there ought to be a separation of church and state where the pastors are dumb and mute and are not able to say anything. That's simply not biblical, simply not so. The only separation of church and state is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, where King Uzziah went into the temple to offer a sacrifice, and God killed him because government's not supposed to walk across the threshold into church, and the church needs to have the freedom, exercise the freedom God's given us to warn, to be the watchman on the wall, to warn Christians and conservatives and patriots of what we need to do in taking a stand. But you're exactly right. We have very little prayer taking place today. George Barner said 3 years ago that across the nation with the Christians, less than 3% of Christians pray, and those pray less than 3 minutes a day. That is very sad commentary on the household of faith. So you're exactly right, twofold. We need to pray, we need to seek God's face, but we need to be actively involved in carrying out the work that God's called us to do in protecting our freedoms and our liberties and our nation and where we stand. But we're watching it being tossed to the wind because we have very little today that's willing to take a stand and standing for truth. Brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep on looking up. Our redemption is drawing nearer each and every day. Here's the article. Mass vaccinations fail miserably. Why the pandemic will not end? And it says big government, big pharma, big media have all colluded to keep pushing the mass COVID vaccination despite all evidence that it's not stopping the spread of the virus. High vaccination rates are not producing good results in many countries, states, and counties around the world. Americans are not to be mentally prepared to hear the rally, bad news. The COVID pandemic is not going to end, this writer says. What the government is doing and not doing will ensure no end to the pandemic. Keeping it going is more money for big pharma companies and the preventable deaths taking place. And it's a massive article, but he goes on to talk about the fact that we've already had a major death rate as a result of taking the vaccination. And now one local physician has already stated in one of his email newsletters that right now Bill Gates and others are talking about the smallpox coming back on the scene, and they already have developed a smallpox vaccination thanks to Bill Gates and his pharmaceutical house controls that he has. And as a result of that, one physician is saying that the next thing on the scene, according to Bill Gates with CNN, is smallpox. And by the way, smallpox has a rate of about 30% deaths as a result of catching smallpox. And they're talking about now releasing that on the world to continue the pandemic. It is the eradication, as Gates and others want to do, of eradicating about 3 billion people of the population of the world. And that's a eugenics program. And that brings about then the iron fist of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. Somebody asked the question, does Bill Gates understand that's where he's going? No, he does not understand biblical theological truth, but that's exactly what is taking place. And what he is doing is leading to the ushering in of the Antichrist. In fact, I'm looking at this article further. The forecast of a total of 1 million COVID deaths by the date, according to the University of Washington Research Center, is what we're finding on a global basis. Here's another article that says, the doctors are killing Americans. That is one of the basic tenets of what is called the Hippocratic Oath. It once was the foundation of all medical care. And it goes on to say, unfortunately, most doctors in America today are under the direct control of the American Medical Association, the Centers of Disease Control, and the Medicare edicts of federal government. This is big medicine locking arms with big pharma, and both organizations are designed to cover their own backsides, except for the patient. Patients have no one to protect them from malfeasance, misfeasance of the big medical machine that's operating in society. But someone on the road of immortality, medicine has left behind the ingenuity of the individual physician and instead has subjected them to the established CDC protocol that the patients must adhere to based on the authority of the physician. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the totalitarianism on the fast track globally. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players going into action, carrying out the work of what ultimately will be the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one that will step on the scene and rule the globe. He is called the Antichrist. I'm looking at an article that says, devil wants to depopulate the world by 3 billion, then punish you if you dare to speak out. Quote, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really good job at new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health systems and services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Quote from Bill Gates. Further, the article states, Here we are today in the midst of a created crisis working to lower the world's population, just as Bill Gates proposed to do back in 2010. This should come as no surprise due to the fact that he was influenced during the time of his father, was on board of the Planned Parenthood eugenics program. Bill Gates is one of the one that is paying to set the narrative concerning the global pandemic, and he is the one that pretends to be what he is not. For the record, Bill Gates is not a doctor. He is not an elected representative. Apparently, Bill Gates does not know his place or his lawful limits. And how could he win people on a global basis, sit back and allow him to do what he is doing without any repercussions? Bill wants to turn the heat up on individuals exposing him or his agenda for the crimes against humanity. Further, it states, Bill Gates has urged governments worldwide to issue punishments online for online users who question anything about mask or vaccine mandates. In a new 30-minute interview with the British political journalist Jeremy Hunt, Gates discussed pandemic preparedness and the current global vaccine rollout. Quote, we need a new way of doing vaccines, Bill Gates said, and he is on the fast track for getting that implemented by the governments around the world. Here's an article that says vaccinated are dying at twice the rate of the unvaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, it is frightening to understand what is taking place. But on a global basis, we need to recognize that God is sovereign, God is still in control, and the only thing that can take place today must be allowed by the hand of God. If Bill Gates is on the loose to do what he's trying to do, God must be allowing it because God is sovereign. It doesn't take God by surprise. God is not anemic. God is not dead. God has not even contracted COVID. He's still in total sovereign control. So if it is taking place, it is because God's allowing it. And if God's allowing it, it's because God's word, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, is without error, without admixture, and shall take place just as God has said. So we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the coming Antichrist stepping on the scene, ruling and reigning with an iron fist and controlling all of humanity. And that is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, under the cover of COVID today, that's allowing the tyrannical form of government to enforce the COVID vaccine, the COVID pass, and the COVID lockdowns, and will prevent anybody from saying or doing anything about it for the present and for the future. And here's the fact, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize. God's word is God's word, and it's not going to change. We need to understand it's going to take place just as God said. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you joined us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
To Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.